Welcome to the CWA Radio Network, brought to you 7 days a week by Christian Women Affiliate. You're listening to Touch a Heart, hosted by Alicia G. Brown, president and founder of the Women's Worship Fest Incorporated, discussing topics that are difficult and tender to the heart, tackling the areas that plague our society and have caused suffering and hardship, but have found hope in God. For the next 50 minutes, we invite you to join us live via the chat room. Click to talk to the host or call in 347-850-8893. After the show, we invite you to join us at Christian Women Affiliate. Here's your host. Good evening, everyone. This is Alicia Brown, your radio host, and you're listening to Touch Your Heart Talk Show, an entity of Touch Your Heart International, formerly known as, yes, that's right, Women's Worship Fest Incorporated, bringing to you real people, real testimony, and real breakthrough. Today is Miraculous, Marvelous, Magnificent Monday. Today's scripture is found in Psalms 37:5, and it says, "Commit your ways to the Lord, trust him, and he will bring it to pass." That's the King James Version. In the New Living Translation, it says, "Commit your ways to the Lord, trust him, and he will help you." I know that encourages you because it's encouraged me. This weekend has been quite eventful. We had an opportunity to be on the radio show for Kingdom Center Church, and then on yesterday we spoke at their Mother and Daughter Day, and this was the very scripture on which I spoke on, committing your ways to the Lord and just trusting God no matter what the situation is. You know, it was amazing to me to find out as I studied a little bit, that word commit in the Hebrew means just to roll away all your troubles, your cares. The word way means your affairs, your concerns, your issues. Roll them to Jesus, and he's going to help you. He's going to bring it to pass. And that's what we try to encourage the people who were there with us on yesterday, and we had a wonderful time in the Lord. Let me invite you to join us every Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time as we pray for our schools led by the conference call host, Lucretia McKinney of Paris, California. Every Monday morning, we are praying for teachers, students, administrators at our school. So please join us by dialing into 712-432-3100, and the code is 244-035. Also, get a spiritual boost by going to our website and clicking on Refueled. You will receive words of motivation, encouragement to help you strengthen your spiritual walk. Please feel free to visit our website and see what we're doing on Touch Your Heart. Our website is touchyourheart.org. Once again, that is Touch Your Heart. That's one word, touchyourheart.org. Also, if you have missed any of our radio episodes, they are recorded, so you can go to our website and click on Touch Your Heart Talk Show to listen to any of the recorded broadcasts. God has been so very faithful to us, so great to us. We have a tremendous passion and a heart for those in ministry. We have added a crisis chat room for those vulnerable to suicide, overwhelmed or frustrated, or just simply burnt out. This chat room will be facilitated by trained confidential listening agents. This chat room has the capacity or the capability to translate as many as 30 languages. We will also be offering webinars that will be focusing on teaching individuals how to minister to the minister biblically. And these websites will be offered to you very, very shortly. So please keep Touch Your Heart in your prayers because there's been a great response. And if you're interested in volunteering in any of these areas, please email us at touchyourheartintl@gmail.com. I'm so excited for today's show. That's why I'm kind of rambling on and getting on out the way. We have a very special guest, very near and dear to me. I've been kind of checking him out on Facebook and seeing what God is doing in his life, and he's just been doing some great things. I kept seeing everywhere, try, and I'm like, what is that about? And so I called and I talked to Glenn, and he shared, you know, his vision and what God is doing. Let me share with you a little bit about Glenn. Glenn Legrone is a public speaker, a preacher, a life coach, a business morale consultant. Since his retirement from the Navy, Glenn has not only made it his life's passion to encourage and motivate people to live better, but also to discover that life is not over yet. He has received multiple awards from the federal government, to include his most recent one, which was awarded by President Obama's Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Bob McDonald, for taking a Health Administration department from the worst in the region to the best practice. He has also served on the ministerial staff of one of the fastest-growing non-denominational churches in Southern California, the Way World Outreach, whose mission is to save, disciple, and empower the lost and broken. He is the founder and the CEO of Tribe, the Real You, and Prosperous One / Swiss Gold Global International. Through his experience, trials, years of study, and being trained for some of the world's most sought-after mentors, God has anointed him to revive and ignite the purpose in people's lives by helping them to renew their mind and activating the riches they were given at birth. So that really pretty much excited me to know that that's what he was doing. And I know from all the listeners that we have here on Touch Your Heart, they're always interested in being better and developing themselves. So I thought Glenn would be a great guest for this. So I'm going to get out the way, and I'm going to welcome Glenn Legrone to Touch Your Heart Talk Show. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to Touch Your Heart. Hey. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Did I miss you, Glenn?
Are we there? Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you just fine. Thank you. How you doing?
Okay. I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I am great. I am great. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited about being on the show today. I really am.
I know that you're going to really share some great things and some great insights. I highly recommend that anybody, no matter where you are in your life, even if you feel like you have arrived and God has given you favor upon favor upon favor, you are never at a place where you cannot be mentored or coached and developed to be better. Would you agree, Glenn?
I totally agree with that. You know, one thing that I've been taught by some of my mentors is this. They say the moment that you think that you understand and have everything all figured out is the exact same moment that you're beginning to start to fail and beginning to come into a place that may seem desolate because you have now closed your mind to the things that were actually placed in your life by God to help you go to the next level. So I totally agree with that.
I'm telling you, and I think that, you know, especially right now in the world that we live in, there's so many struggles. There's so many difficulties. I mean, for a long time there was horrible economic circumstances, and everybody was struggling. And some people are still struggling. Some people are coming a little bit
Absolutely.
Out of that. But sometimes, even when you're struggling, you think, "Oh, I can't afford a mentor. I can't take time to have a mentor." But that's the best time because somebody can help you to go to a different level and to step up your game instead of just focusing on where you are.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. One thing that I had to find is that when I first wanted a mentor, I actually had that exact same mindset that, you know, I cannot afford a mentor. I have a house note. I have kids. I have a wife. I have car notes and all these different things. How can I make time to actually find a mentor? So what I did is I had to get creative. The first thing I did, though, is I prayed and I let my petition be made known before the Lord that, God, mm-hmm. I need a mentor. So here's how it worked out for me. It's a very strange story, but it's absolutely true. It's the honest to God truth. At our church, we had a billionaire come from Australia, and he actually came in and ministered to our church in a seminar for about 3 days. And I normally sit on the front row of the church as being one of the ministers, but we had ran out of room on that front row. So one of the ladies of the church came to me and asked me, said, we have more guests coming and we wanted to get this seat. Now, normally people would get upset and say, you know, this is my seat. I'm one of the ministers at the church and I need my seat, you know. But I just felt led to just be obedient. I said, okay, I'll go ahead and move, no problem. So I grabbed my effects and I went and I moved about 3 rows back. There was an empty seat right next to a really sharp-dressed man. So I'm sitting there in the seat, and before the service start, the gentleman asked me, he said, what is that book that you have there? And I had a book that was talking about business. So I was explaining to him what the book was about, and I told him that I'm currently seeking some mentorship in order to go to the next level with my business. And the guy kind of chuckled, and I thought it was kind of funny that he was chuckling. And he said, do you know that God does not do things by accident? And I said, no, I absolutely believe that. Come to find out, the gentleman I was sitting next to was a multimillionaire by the name of Thax Turner, who had came to this seminar. Never met him a day before in my life, and we just had such a great conversation in that first 5 minutes that he had just felt compelled to be my mentor. So my very first mentor that I got, I have never paid him one red dime, and it was all led by the Spirit of God.
Wow, that's awesome. And I believe that. I believe that God, he has those. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs that a man plans his ways, but God guides his steps. So, yeah,
that
you can have all kinds of plans and you can have hopes, but it's God that's going to put those steps into place. I mean, he made the steps for that man to sit right next to you that day.
Absolutely. And that's why when you said that scripture at the beginning, when you were talking about committing your ways to the Lord, I have found that there is so much provision given to those who are obedient to the commandments of God. Our pastor right now is preaching on the commandments of Jesus, but it just led me to believe that the more obedient we become to God and to his ways, the more doors will open up, because that's the plan that he had purpose for you. And if you stay obedient, I mean, just imagine if I were to go to this event and then the lady asked me to move and I got an attitude and I got up and I walked out of the room. That could have been the death of my purpose. Exactly.
Yep.
That could have severed my opportunity that God had placed in place strategically and specifically for me. I could have missed out on that all because of disobedience. So I'm a firm believer that this whole try to rule you thing is all great and it has a great concept and a whole bunch of great ideas, but you have to first learn to be obedient. If you cannot be obedient, then you're headed for destruction, because God has orchestrated a plan specifically for you and for each and every person on this planet. And if you can't be obedient, then it's going to be a difficult life for you while you're living here on earth.
That is so good, Glenn. I totally agree with you on that, because that's one of the first things I will tell somebody when I mentor. In the first session, I tell, if I share something with you, you have to receive it. You have to own it. You have to be open to it. Because
Amen.
If I'm going to spend half of my time fighting you and trying to prove to you that this is true, we're not getting anywhere. You got
That's
you have
true.
To
That's
be
true.
Obedient, and you have to listen to me, and you have to believe that if you've chosen me as a mentor, I've done some things that maybe would help you to get to the next place that you want to get to in life.
Absolutely.
So therefore,
Absolutely.
you're going to trust me. So you're so right. They have got to be obedient, or otherwise, like you said, you can't go any further. Absolutely. So
no.
Tell me exactly how you came or you felt like you were called to do this, the real you.
Okay, it's a very good question. As you know, you've known me since I was a little bitty boy. You know me for a very long time.
I don't. I'm only like 16. How could
that's
I?
That's right. I'm sorry. Wrong, Lisa. But I've always had a passion for people. I just love people. I mean, I don't care what walk of life, I don't care what race, creed, color, religion, or anything like that. I just love people. And one thing I have found about myself through reading a book by the name of this book is called Being an Encourager on Purpose. And it's written by one of my mentors and good friends, Marty Celaya. But I have been created to encourage people, and I absolutely love it. I love giving people hope. I love giving people vision. I love to help people to see what they were really put on this planet for. You know, there was a statistic that I read by Carolyn Gregory of HuffPost, and they did a survey, and in the survey they found this out. This is a shocker. 77% of the people in our nation are secretly not happy with their lives.
Yes,
that is
I believe
a
that.
shocking shocking statistic right there. 77 people. Now, what really stood out to me about that is the fact that she had wrote in there secretly. So that means that 77% of the people in our country are living a life outside as if everything is okay. We're driving the BMWs and we got the big mansion and we're making six-figure incomes, $1 million. But most of the people in this country are not happy. They're secretly unhappy with themselves. They're secretly unhappy with their lives. And what I believe has happened is that we have gotten caught up as a culture of trying to get things to fulfill a void in our hearts that really only God can fill. We'll chase after this nice car. We'll get the car, and then we'll find out that's really not it. We'll chase after this woman. We end up sleeping with her and being with her, and then we find out that's not filling the void. So we go chasing another woman, and a woman might look for a man, and she thinks that this is the perfect man for me, and people around her are signing all the signs and signals saying, hey, no, not this one. He's not the one. He's not the one for you. But we end up doing it because we're chasing to fill a void. And I believe that it is now time for – God is calling a group of people to stand up like yourself, to stand up and make a difference and show people that, hey, life is not over yet. As long as blood is still pumping in your veins, you still have a chance. And that's where Try the Real You came to place, because I believe that we have been living a fictitious life, and most of us have been living lives based off of circumstance, but not based off of the Word of God or based off what your purpose is in life. I mean, when we really think about it, as kids, we were, 5 to 10 years old, we had these. We were great dreamers. I mean, I would take a cardboard box, and this box would become my rocket ship to get to the moon. And, you know, I wanted to be a doctor and all these different things, and baseball player and a professional singer. But as I got older, and as most of us can attest to this, as we get older, we start to cancel out some of those dreams and some of those ideas. And it's because life and people. People dictate to us. They tell us we can't do that, or that's a ridiculous idea, or where am I going to get the money from, or look at where you came from, or look at what you've done in your past, and nobody will ever invest in that vision or that idea that you have. And it's caused us to get to a dry and desolate place in our lives, to where we're just going through life and we're not living life. And that's what I invented Try the Real You for. Try the Real You is for that guy that wakes up in the morning looking at the ceiling saying that, you know, there has to be more to life than this. This cannot be it. I'm tired of waking up every morning and going to fulfill somebody else's dream when I know that deep down inside of me there's something that's waiting to be birthed out. Try the Real You is for the woman that drives down the freeway constantly each and every day, going to work and passing their exit because they have these big dreams in their mind and it totally takes them out of life. That's what Try the Real You was made for. So it's developing you mentally, spiritually, to get to the point to where you're living life on purpose.
That is so good, because, you know, most of the time you have a dream, you have a vision, and a lot of times you, like you said, secretly, you like, I really, really would love to do this. I've always wanted to write a book, but you don't really want to tell anybody. You don't really, and that's, you know, one thing my husband used to always say, all the best ideas are in the graves. People die with them.
And
that's the thing, you know, you got to step out and that, because I know for me, there's been ideas I had, and just talking to someone, just bouncing ideas off of someone, made it a reality. So that's why a mentor or coach is so important, because you need someone who's equipped to tell you, you know, hey, yeah, this will be good. This will be, I tried this, that hasn't worked, you know, but it may work for you. Let's look at this. Let's look at that. You know, you need somebody to bounce ideas off of.
Right. And another thing, too, that's so important about having somebody to bounce ideas off of is you got to make sure that it's somebody who believes in what you're actually trying to do. They don't necessarily have to be doing it, but at least believe in what you're doing. One thing that I found, and I did a video post on Facebook about this, is that one of my clients had asked me before. They said, Glenn, my department is it's doing horrible. It's not doing great, and I can't seem to get my hands around it. And I told them that in order to get your department to flow the way that you need and want it to flow, it needs one word to be empowered, and that word is vision. The Bible tells us very clearly that the people perish because of lack of knowledge, and without a vision, the people will perish. So you got to have a vision. And most places, we're just running around and we're doing whatever we want to do, thinking that it's going to work. But if you don't have a vision, if you don't make it clear, and if you don't write it down on the tablets, then you're pretty much just running around in circles. You got to get that vision out of the sky, out of the atmosphere, out of the universe, and you got to get it down into the reality. And the first step of always doing that is writing it down. When people come to me and say, hey, I got this great idea, da-da-da, they tell me what the idea is, and I'm like, that's great. Did you write it down? And they say, oh, no, I was just thinking about it. I'm like, well, you got to write it down, man.
That's
get it out of the atmosphere
too.
And bring it into our reality.
Write the vision down, make it plain so you can run with it.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah. That's right. So vision has everything to do with all of us becoming the person that God had created. You know, it's funny, the slogan that we have for Tribe Review is live your God-given dreams. But in order to live your God-given dreams, you have to be intact with what God has for you. You know, I found some other statistics, and one time I preached on this. I thought it was really cool, Lisa. But 108 billion people have walked the earth. 108 billion people. There's currently approximately 7.6 billion people on the earth right now. Out of all these people, so if you add the two numbers up, it's going to put you at approximately 117 billion people. Out of all 117 billion plus people, God only created one of you.
That's right.
He created one thing over 117 billion times, and no two of them are exactly alike. Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep, that is absolutely amazing. That is really, really powerful. And you know what, Glenn? It's like people will think I can't do it or I'm not the one. God is always looking for the one. The Bible says he could hit the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, looking for someone to show himself strong. He said, I looked for a man
right.
that would stand in the gap, but I couldn't find. He said in Isaiah, you know, who can go for us? Who can we send? And Isaiah said, here am I, send me. So that shows us time and time again, he's always looking for someone. Are you available?
Right.
For him to use you.
Right. Ooh, that's the key right there. That's the key. Are you available? Because the Bible tells us in the beginning that he already had everything planned out for us before we even conceived in our parents' womb. So the problem has to be that are we making ourselves available? He's looking for you, and all you got to do is say, here I am, Lord, send me, and he's ready to do it. It's that simple. And try the real you. That's how it came to pass. I didn't know anything. I didn't know what I was doing. I just know that God said, do it. Go. Do it. Put it out there. And I said, okay, Lord. And that's where Try the Real You has come from. I just really believe that when God created each and every one of us, that he broke the mold. He burnt the directions, and he threw away the master. He threw away everything, and he said, you are the masterpiece. He created us exactly the way that he wanted us to be created. He's too creative. He's way too creative. I mean, we don't need another T.D. Jakes. We don't need another Cindy Trim. We don't need another Glenn. We don't need another Lisa. We need you. That's
right.
What you were created to do. There are people, and I'm talking to the audience now, there are people who are waiting for you to develop your dream and to make it a reality. They will not even be able to move until you move. They won't be able to receive Jesus until you go out there and say or put it out there on the platform for them to receive him. There are people that I can't reach. There are people that Lisa can't reach. There are people that Touch a Heart can't reach, that only you can reach. And the only way you're going to reach them is if you start activating what God has given you. I know you've been through a lot. I know you've done some bad things. And I know that, you know, life says no, no, no. But I'm here today to tell you yes, yes, yes. Yes, you can. Stop listening to the voice of negativity and start listening to the positive strength that lives within inside of you that is waiting for an opportunity to speak and to be heard. There are so many people waiting for you to do what you're supposed to do. And if you just believe that it can be done, just a little bit of faith, it doesn't take a lot, a little bit of faith, you will begin to see a life that you never would have even imagined for yourself.
That is so good. That is so good. You're dead on, because even when you were talking about you made some mistakes, you've done some things, you know, things that maybe have not turned out like you would like them to turn out. For me personally, Glenn, you know, I lost my husband to suicide. It could have totally tore up my life. I could be in a padded room right now. You know, that's what life could have handed me. But I have learned, this is something that I have learned personally. You grow more from your failures than you ever would grow from your success.
Oh, that is so true. Wow. Wow.
It's the
that
things
is
that
so
have
true.
Torn you apart. If you choose to walk in them and be better, that will build your character and make you a different person. I think that sometimes for us, when I say us, I mean maybe black people, because I know that we're an international show and people are watching from every aspect, but I will say for maybe black people, we're a little bit hesitant to let somebody get in our business. We like, oh, I don't know if I want to go through no coaching because he's going to be wanting to know all my business. And my mama told me to keep everything underneath my own roof, you know. And so
right.
We're hesitant, but that's what really blocks us a lot, because you want to keep everything secret. You want to keep everything on lockdown, and it's stopping you and hindering you. I remember when I lost my husband, The first thing, when I walked into my church, they were teaching how to heal life's hurts.
Mm.
And everybody was telling their testimony, Glenn. Everybody was telling the worst thing that could happen to him, them. And I was like, what? What is going
wow.
on? That took my situation and turned it around to a point where today I know it happened so I could help somebody else along the way.
There you go. There you go. That is perfect. That is so perfect. And the Bible even says that there's power in your testimony. We've
Amen.
All been through something. We've all been through something, and we all have our own story. But it would be foolish for us to think that we're the only ones that have ever been through it. One thing that our pastor always tells us is that, you know, if you look in the Bible, you can find practically any situation that where somebody has been through something similar to what you've been through. So to make it modern, I believe God is so creative that he said, I want to not just have it in my word, but I want to make it modern. I want people to be able to understand that it didn't just happen 2,000 plus years ago. It's happening today. And if I've set people free today from this, then I can set you free from it too. But the only way that that's going to happen is if we actually become the mouthpiece for the kingdom of heaven. That's the only way that
yes.
it's really going to happen.
Yes, yes, that's so good. That is
yeah.
so good. So when you get with people to coach them, is it always one-on-one? Would you do a group setting? You know, what's available to people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do one-on-one sessions, but I also do group sessions. I do some of my clients are businesses. I have a couple of hospitals that I work with. I also have one-on-one sessions with people, but I also do groups. As a matter of fact, in the near future here, I'm going to be doing what we like to call in the business realm sizzle sessions. And basically what you do is you just go into a restaurant, you just take a little section of it, and then you just begin to talk to people and allow them to ask you questions and things like that, just to open up the platform to give people a avenue to start digging into this. And what I've found, too, is that in these little avenues, some people end up finding out that, hey, you know what? I like what's going on here, and I like what they're doing. And I actually believe that I'm empowered to be a motivational speaker or an encourager or a minister or a preacher or whatever the case may be. And this could be a platform to help to develop you and network with people who are dreamers. I think that's another thing that we got to get to is you got to be around people who dream and who have vision just like you do. Because, I mean, we're surrounded by negativity. You turn on the news and
Absolutely.
They're just stuffing it down your face, right? They're just cramming your ears with this negative stuff. So it's important to be around people who understand that it's okay to dream. It's okay to
Amen.
Put yourself back in that cardboard box and go to the moon again. You can do that.
Amen. Amen. You're yeah. so right, because a lot of people will be negative and will tell us we can't dream. I think the one reason why kids will try and believe they can do anything is because they don't know any different. They don't know that they
Ooh,
can't
yep.
do it.
They
yep. don't know. They don't know until their mom or dad says, you're dreaming.
That's it.
You can't do that.
That's it.
You know, you know what, Glenn, it was so powerful about what you're doing. A lot of times people will make dreaming negative. You're dreaming. Wake up. What's wrong with dreaming?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Snap out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely.
But I say snap into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Snap into
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. That's
it's
good.
There.
That's good.
It's there. We were all born with it. Everything that you need. What's funny is that as I'm developing in this ministry, Lisa, what I've found is that everything that I've needed to get to this level it was already around me. I just didn't recognize
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Or God could not release it because I had not tapped into it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what most
yes.
of my clients are finding. I'm seeing, matter of fact, I was with one of my clients today, and she had came to me 2 weeks ago. She said this, true story. She said this. She said, you know, I just want you to help me with my career. I don't want you to help me with my personal life. I just want to keep this about my career. So I said, okay, no problem. I know that you can't have success. You can't be jacked up on the inside and have a successful career. Eventually, your physical, mental, spiritual person is going to become so lethargic that it's going to cause everything else around you to start to collapse. So I said, okay, no problem. I understand. We'll just keep it on a professional level. So last week we met, and she started crying. But to keep it professional, I just said, okay, you need some tissue? She said, yeah. I could tell she wanted to talk to me, but she remembered what she had said. She said, you know, I don't want to talk to you about my personal life. So I said, okay. I gave her the tissue, so we started talking about her professional career. So she comes in today. This just happens today. She comes in today, and I see it in her eyes. I can see her spirit is just so depressed. So she comes in, and I just go straight into the business part, And then that's when she opens up. She says, Glenn, I'm so sorry. She just breaks down, starts crying. She said, I'm so sorry. I know what I said, but I get it now. I get it now. I cannot have all of this success in my life and live the way that I'm living on the outside.
Right.
So the key to this whole thing was that she opened up. And once she opened up, I prayed for her, and the Spirit of God just rested upon her heart. And she took this extreme deep breath. I've never seen anybody take a breath as deep as this woman did today. And she exhaled. And when she opened her eyes, it was almost like she had snapped into the real her, like she had saw herself for what she really is. And as we began to go on through the session, she was clear. She was able to use words that she was never able to use before. She usually stumbles over her words, but she was not stumbling over her words when I was teaching her how to do a PowerPoint presentation. It was an amazing experience. So I walked her to her car. Aww. And we were talking about Jesus and the plan that he has for her life, and I was explaining to her how important her personal life is, as just as her career life is. And as we were walking to the car, there was a shadow on her window. This true story, shadow on her window, and we both looked at the shadow, and I asked her, I said, what does that look like that says to you? And the shadow from the trees, it looked like it spelled Jesus on her window.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. So,
yep.
I mean, he's everywhere. He's everywhere, and he's always trying to reveal himself, but we have to be willing to allow him to activate it in the earth. Our pastor's teaching us right now that kingdom is made up of two words, king and dominion. And in order for a king to have dominion in any area, the people are the area. He has to be able to rule over it. So if you want to have the kingdom of heaven in your life, you have to submit to the kingdom, which is where God is, and submit to it and allow him to activate it in the earth, into this world. And I promise you, time and time again, I've seen it work. People have cried to me. They've sent me emails. They've called me. They've texted me. And once they start tapping into what their purpose is in life, everything changes.
Amen. 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 You're absolutely right. You got to tap into it, and you can't be afraid.
Right.
You can't be afraid. You know, the old saying is, you know, reach for the moon, and even if you fail, you'll still land up among the stars. You have to retie.
That is so true. That's true.
You got to retie.
That's
true. I tell people all the time, you know, this, you know, I'm so blessed to be doing this radio show because it's an opportunity to give me a platform for where I've been, but it isn't going to stop here. It's bigger than this.
That's right.
You shouldn't ever be comfortable with where you are. You
That's
always
good.
Want to stretch. Isaiah tells
That's
us
good.
That we ought to be stretching our tent pegs and be pulling and have plenty of room because you're going to grow.
That's right.
So
That's right.
But you need somebody. That's why I just really love what you're doing, Glenn, because you need someone that's going to help you to get there. You need somebody who's going to be able to look at what you're doing and saying, okay, that could work. Let's try this. You know, it's
exactly.
so important. So very
exactly.
important.
How
can people get in touch with you, Glenn?
Oh, we have so many different ways. The best way that everybody seems to be enjoying right now is Facebook. I didn't think it would do as well as it's done, but, I mean, it's just getting flooded. I'm getting people asking for friend requests on a daily basis. So Facebook is the best way. So if you want to, you can do Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, space, Legrone, L-E-G-R-O-N-E. Or if you want to go ahead and tap into the Try the Real You page, it's Try, T-R-Y, The, T-H-E, Real, R-E-A-L-U. You can type that in the search engine on Facebook, hit enter, it'll bring it up, and then you can go ahead and like, you can add me, or you can friend request me. I put the post, whatever I post, and I post every day, and I'll explain to you why here in a minute, but I post every single day on those pages, Monday through Friday, I should say. You also can go to my, if you want to send me an email, you can send me an email at The Real You International, and that's spelled, international is spelled, T-I-N-T-R National. So The Real You International at gmail.com. You can send me a message that way. Or if you want to, I'm in the process of developing my page, so keep your eyes open. You can go to trybeingyou.com. And once that gets developed, then you're more than welcome to go ahead and get a hold of me that way if you choose to. That'll be my major platform once I get it developed. I have my brother, Jaron. He's helped me to get everything set up with that so that way we can make it user-friendly. You know, I see a lot of pages have a whole bunch of lights and flashing and music and all that stuff, but we've gotten away from making it very simple. I want to keep it user-friendly so that people can get exactly what they need off of the page and go about their way.
That is so important. That's so important. I'm going to ask our producers to put that information on there, especially Try the Real You, that Facebook. Please put that on our Touch Your Heart International Facebook page. And
awesome.
To the producers,
you.
If you would go to the Try You page and go to May the 4th, where Glenn is has a video and he's sharing on vision, please put that on our page as well. Share that on our page because we want people to be
you.
Able to go there and see exactly what he's offering, because he's offering so many things. You're listening live to Touch Your Heart Radio. Our special guest today is Glenn Legrone of Try, the Real You. And so if you'd like to call in and have a question for Glenn or encourage him or anything that you would like to talk about, we'd like to open up the phones and let you call in and talk. You can call in at 347-850-8893. Again, that's 347-850-8893. But please, as you're calling in, please make sure you press 1, because if you do not press 1, the producer will not know that you are wanting to talk. They will think that you're just listening on the line, and therefore they will pass you by. So if you'd like to talk to Glenn today, please press 1. Okay, Glenn. So what else in particular would you like to talk about as far as your ministry goes? Because I don't want a moment to pass by that we missed something that you want to talk about.
Oh, no problem. The one thing that I do want to talk about that I think we've gotten away from, and this is probably going to shock a lot of people and it's probably going to touch some people the wrong way, but that's what I'm in the business of doing. In order to try the review, you're going to have to try things that are a little bit unorthodox to what you're normally doing. But I want to talk about the mind. And the mind, what we have to understand is that it's a unique and intricate part of you being who you are. The Bible talks about the mind in many different areas, but the ones that I like to focus on are where it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. If you could, I want to paint a picture of your mind being just like a farmer's field. The field does not care what you plant in it. Whatever you plant in the field is going to produce a harvest because the field does not care. So we have to be careful with what we're allowing into our mind, what we're thinking about, and things of that nature, so that way we can get the results that we're looking for. If the farmer plants an apple seed, they know that when in due season the harvest is going to be apples. If they plant an orange seed, the same rule applies. They know that they're going to get an orange seed. So you cannot plant apple seeds and expect oranges to grow at the time of harvest. Doesn't make any sense, correct? So you have to make sure that you understand the same concept in your mind, in your field of thinking. So if you plant sinful seeds, you're going to get a sinful lifestyle. If you plant successful seeds in your mind, you will get a successful life. And that's what I am all about, helping you to plant those seeds so that you can change the way that you're thinking. The mind is made up of a whole bunch of different, very unique and very skilled things that God had put it together with, but there was something called a subconscious mind. Now, the subconscious mind is the thing that allows us to orchestrate through life without having to consciously think about it. So when you're talking or you may be on the cell phone or something and you see your red light, your mind automatically knows I need to stop at this light. So you don't have to study the red light in order to know that the red light stops. But what happens in life is that we begin to say things, we allow things to come out of our mouth, or we meditate on things which are bad seeds, which gets us to the place that we're at now. And that's what I want you to start thinking about today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Start doing it now. Think positive thoughts. Think about things that you really want in life. God has made it to where when he made us in his own image. And another thing that's creative about that is that when God created everything around you, he did it by doing what? Speaking. He said it,
that's right.
And it was done. And being that we were made in his own image, the universe has to do the exact same thing for us. The Bible says in Isaiah 55:11, God said, so shall my word go forth, and it shall not return unto me void. Well, when you're doing and you're saying and you're thinking the exact same way as God thinks, living under his kingdom, you will have the exact same results. This is why I don't play with my kids and say, oh, you're stupid or you're a loser.
Yeah.
I don't talk to them like that, because what I'm doing is I'm grabbing the attention of everything that has to do with being stupid and a loser, and I'm making it come towards him and towards our family. I don't use words like, oh, I can't afford that. I say, I just can't get that right now, but there will come a day when I will. And what you do is when you start thinking in a positive and rich mindset, the universe has to do one thing. It has to draw it towards you. So when you wake up in the morning, you have to make sure that you start your day thinking positive and praying to God and thanking God for what you have. Because if you don't, you're going to allow bad things to come into your life. The Bible also tells us that every word of God is yes and amen. So what does that mean? That means that God agrees with you. Oh, my God, this is so deep. Listen, if I were to go around and say I'm stupid, this according to Scripture, God is going to say, yes, I agree. And now if I go around and I say I am more than a conqueror, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, God is going to agree with that. He's going to say, yes, I agree. So you have to make sure that you're lining up with what you want in your life. The world says, I got to see it before I believe it. Ah, but the laws of manifestation say, I must first believe it, then I can see it. So you have to change the way you think if you want to change the way you live. And I venture to tell you this, too. It is never, ever, ever too late. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how long you've done it for. I don't care if you're even doing it while you're listening to this live footage right now. It's never, ever too late. Don't give up now. You have come entirely too far to get to where you're at. Look at all the stuff that you had to get through to get to where you're at now. Look at all the rejection that you had to suffer through to get to this point to where you're at now. Why just stay here? Why live in poverty when you have a lifestyle that you can have that will fulfill your wildest dreams? And I don't just mean monetarily or with houses. I mean the ability to bless other people. That is so unique in this world. We are living so fast now that I was talking to my pastor the other day, Lisa, and he said this. When I had did a study before, this is Glenn saying this, it said that whenever you're doing public speaking, you only use 1 minute per the audience age. So if you have a crowd of 18-year-olds, you only want to speak for about 18 to 20 minutes. After that, you'll lose their focus, attention, you'll lose them, their attention, right? Well, I was talking to him yesterday, and he said that there was another study out that said it don't freaking matter how old you are, 18 minutes is a number. So what does that say? Is that our attention spans are getting shorter. People are moving so fast that they can't settle in and think about something. So that's why I believe that we have to work our miracle muscles in our mind. And what does that mean? Is that all I do Monday through Friday, every morning when I wake up, is I just plant little seeds in your mind. And eventually one of those seeds, you might look at and say, oh, that's not for me. This one's not for me. That's good, but that doesn't resonate with me. But as you keep reading these posts, eventually one day something is going to snap inside of you. Something is going to awaken that spirit inside of you. Your gifts and your dreams are going to wake and say, hey, that's what we need right there. And the only reason why I know that is because I know so many people that have sent me messages and they've all said the exact same thing. Glenn, it was a message you left 3 weeks ago. I was taking, this is a true story. Guy said that he was on a opioid for pain that he was having. One of the posts that I put on, he said about 3 weeks ago, I don't even remember what it was, but he said, you posted something 3 weeks ago that encouraged me to stop taking my pills. So I prayed and I asked God and I started envisioning myself not taking these pills anymore. And to this day, he is still not taking these pills. People around him are saying, you're lying. That's not possible. But he said it is possible. And he said, thanks to you, I was able to dig deep into myself and find what God had already planted inside of me. And he used that power and that anointing in order to free himself from something. He didn't have to go to some great pastor. He didn't have to have somebody speak in tongues over him or pour him or douse him down with oil or anything like that. He just tapped into what God had already given him. And it set him free from his addiction to
that
the pain medication.
Oh, so good. That's so good. Well, Glenn, you know, we're going to have to move along because you have a lot of callers waiting in. And I want to
tell them right now
we only have a few minutes. So we're going to go first live to Timothy. Timothy's waiting on the line to talk to you. Timothy, you're live on the air with Glenn Legrone.
Oh, hi, Glenn. This is Big Tim.
Hey, Glenn, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing? Good. I just want to carry you. Thank you so much, Lynn. I'm so proud of you, brother. I mean, you've helped me so much listening to you at church and just following and understanding the words that you say, the words that come out of your mouth. I just want to thank you, brother, from the bottom of my heart and continue to do that, Glenn, and continue to do what you do, my brother, because I'm on this ride, and I'm on this ride. But one, I want to say is because of you, my brother. You have told me, and I'm with you. I believe in you. And I don't have a lot of family out here, Glenn. I look to you as one of my brothers, a close brother, whether I told you this or not. But I want to God bless you, brother, and take care.
Thank you, Tim.
Continue to keep this crusade and just keep doing
yes,
what
sir.
You do. Do what you
yes,
do.
Sir.
and everything's going to work out. And I'm with you all the way to the end, brother. Keep me in prayer.
I believe you, bro.
Love you. God bless you.
Love you, too,
you
man.
Take care, okay? All right,
yes,
brother.
Sir. Love
Bye.
You, Doc. All right.
Bye.
Thank
Wow,
you.
That was awesome. Thank you so much, Timothy, for your call. We're going to move right along to Michelle. Michelle is waiting on the air. Michelle, you're live on the air with Glenn Legrone.
Hi, Brother Glenn. It's Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
I just want to tell you that I just thank you so much for this page and for every encouraging word that you've been posting, because this has been kind of like, it may not seem like it, but it's been a really rough season for me. And so just everything you put is always on time. And I don't know if you remember this, but I saw you one day in the parking lot, and it was late at night, and I was literally crying, broken. And I went to the school, and I sat there, and I was reading your page, and it just empowered me and strengthened me. So just know that everything you post is vital, because now not only do we believe it, we start to see it, and then we start to walk in it. So
Amen.
I just want to thank you so much, because I was always saying, oh, I'm just a single mom, I'm just this, I have all these kids, blah, 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 my finances. But I learned to just stop limiting and stop putting a little title on it and just
saying,
okay, God, I'm believing for you just to break out of every area of my life.
There it is.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I love you, Michelle. You're awesome.
Love you, too.
All right.
Keep on going. Thank you, Michelle.
Yes,
Thank
ma'am.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for your call. We also want to go on the air, bring on the air Erica. She's waiting to talk to you, Glenn. Erica, you're live on the air with Glenn Grown.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, what's up, Erica?
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you. And you're right when you said that when you see, try, and when you do your posts and everything, it definitely snapped in me. So the very first post that you put out there, like I said, because that was a message within itself. Ultimately, to me, it was a message within itself, because the acronym, T-R-Y, Try the Real You. So to me, I just think that's so amazing, and I thank you for sharing your vision with all of us. When you post things, I share them at times too, so that the people that see my feed can also get the messages that you resonate in the air. So, but I also have a personal testimony, because by viewing those messages and posts, you know, I get that positive energy every day. And for you know my personal story, because I've ignored my God-given talent for many years, and, you know, because depression and so forth set in. But I was literally one of the 77% of the unhappy people that you mentioned earlier, because I allowed the world to force me to ignore God's purpose for me. So I vowed to focus on that and tap into my gifts and, you know, as God said, as the Bible says, peace be still and listen to the voice of God and his direction for my life. So that's what I'm doing. And I just want to thank you for being such a positive brother, friend, and a mentor.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I love you, Erica.
Love you, too.
Thank you so much for calling, Erica. Well, Glenn, you should feel really happy. You're getting all this encouragement. You're getting all this support.
Yeah.
And you're obviously blessing lives. How does that feel?
Yeah. Oh, it feels wonderful. It feels wonderful. It just lets you know that the fruits of your labor are not in vain. So I solicit it. It's awesome.
Well, we do have some other callers, but I want to say, you know, one of the things I find is when you are living out your life's passion, I mean, I think you're a lot like me. I am a communicator. I can communicate in my sleep. I love an opportunity. I mean, you can ask me right now to get up and preach a sermon, and I'm ready to preach it. I don't need you to give me weeks of notice. It's in my heart. It's in my head. I'm ready to do it.
Right.
And when I'm doing it, when I'm up there doing it, when I'm up there giving a word, I am in my zone, because that's my passion. And I just want to say, for those who are listening, if you would give Glenn a chance and you come and discuss with him and have some time to coach, to find the real you, you will find your passion. You will find those God-given dreams. And I'm here to tell you, something will really just resonate in your life when you start living those purposes and those dreams.
That's true. That is so true. That is definitely true. And what I love is there are churches that have contacted me and asked me to come out and actually do sessions or seminars at their church, of which we have a totally good time, because all we're talking about is life.
Yeah.
Life. Jesus said that I come that you might have life, but not just have life, but have it more abundantly. So when I walk away from those seminars, I just want the people to know that, you know, it's okay. It's okay to live. It's okay to dream. Like you were saying earlier, we've been so counteractive on dreaming. We've made dreaming out to be a nightmare when it really isn't.
God wants
us to have not just good things, but the best things in life. And that's what I love to do. So, again, just a shout-out out there. If anybody wants me to come out and do some seminars with their churches or with their teams or whatever, I am more than ready to. I have material, great material that I'll leave there with the church or with the business as well, so that way you guys can go back and kind of review some of the stuff that we went over.
That is so awesome. We're going to take another caller. We have Art waiting by
awesome.
To talk. So we want to thank Art, and you're live on the air with Glenn Legrone.
Oh, what's up, Glenn?
Hey, Art, what's going on, big man?
Oh, no, man, just listening to you right now, and I just want to tell you thank you for your sunrise service that you did.
Oh.
It really encouraged me that morning because, I mean, I was going to church for a while already, and I was just kind of down, and I was like, man, no one knows what I'm going through. And when you said your testimony, I was just like, man, I thought I'm the only one going through something. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Wow.
And that's what kind of got me to open up to you a bit. And then ever since then, I mean, all your posts, I'm just like, all right, God, if he found redemption,
right.
He got back up, I'm going to get back up.
There you go.
So,
there you go.
I mean, thank you, man.
That's good.
Love you. And keep
I love you, too.
And I'm going to try to keep encouraging, too.
Yes, sir. And Art, I want to let you know this. God has just put on my heart to tell you this. Your best days are not behind you. They are ahead of you. So you just keep waking up and you keep staying positive. And we are going to be celebrating. When I say we, I mean me and you together are going to be celebrating the breakthrough that God is going to do in your life. So get ready, bro. It's coming.
Amen. Thank you, man.
Amen. No problem, dude.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling, Art. Glenn, we do have a question off of Facebook. We're asked to ask you, are you considering mentoring programs outside of California, or i.e. Skype or webinars, et cetera?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What we can do is you can just contact me any way you want to, and I forgot to leave my office phone number as well, so I'll leave that one as well. But, yeah, contact me. Whatever works, whatever I'm willing to work with you, whatever works for you is what we'll end up doing. As long as I don't have a previous engagement set up, then by all means, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Amen. Amen. That is awesome. We're going to move along because, like I said, we have a lot of callers, and I don't think we're going to be able to get to all of them this evening, but it must be very encouraging, Glenn, to know that people want to talk to you, they want to encourage you, and they're eager to hear what you have to say. We're going to go to Texas.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to Texas. Hello, you're live on the air with Glenn Legrone.
Hi, Glenn Legrone.
Yes.
This is Johnny James.
Hey!
Hi, Glenn.
How are you?
I am blessed, and God has blessed you with a power. I just couldn't believe it. I said, whoa, Glenn has a power. I didn't even
Thank
know you.
You
were a preacher.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm a product of you.
I'm telling you that God is going to take you to a lot of places.
Oh, thank you, Mama.
You know what the teenagers say? You got it going on.
Do they say that, Mama?
I love you. I love you, and I am so proud of you. I said,
thank
look
you.
At God. And you
thank
know,
you
I
so
was
much.
I win. but I love you so much, and I'm so thankful.
I love you too.
That God has blessed you to be such a powerful public speaker in
Thank
His
you.
Name. And I'm going to move because
I
know. Well,
I want to tell you, though,
call.
Mama, I want you to know that I am a product, trust me when I say this, that I am a product of you and Pastor Johnny James' labor. Everything that you've done, everything that you've taught us, I remember them, and I even teach people some of those things that you taught me even as a little boy. So I want to publicly thank you for taking the time to train me and to teach me to be the man that I am today.
Oh, God bless you. I am so happy that if I had any part, because you are fantastic. I know. Hey, I know Trina and Johnny James are two happy people tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna
move. Okay,
thank you,
Mama.
Bye,
good
Mom.
To talk to you.
We appreciate. We love you. God bless
love you.
Thanks so much. Well, praise God. Praise God,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You got a surprise. That's really good.
Yeah.
I do see a couple of, like I said, I still see a couple of other callers, but Glenn, I really want to get you to give your contact information again because we only have a few more minutes. I want you to give your contact information. I want you to give any last minute words you have. I don't want to steal from you. So go right ahead.
No problem. I mean, I'll give my contact information, but if you want to throw some more calls in there, if they have questions, I'm all for it. But they can contact me at Glenn, that's G-L-E-N-N, last name Legrone, L-E-G-R-O-N-E. You can type that in the search engine on Facebook, add me as a friend, and you can also go to Try the Real You on Facebook, and then you can search that, and you can find me that way. My phone number is area code 909-910-3171. You can call me or send me a text message. If I'm not busy, then I'll go ahead and take your call right there on the spot. If I am, you can send me a text message, or you can go to trybeingyou.com, and that's going to be my future website so that you can get in contact with me that way.
Okay, and you attend, you have a church you attend in San Bernardino area?
Yes, I do. The Way World Outreach in San Bernardino, California. And our address over there is 3701 North Sierra Way, San Bernardino, California, 92405.
Amen. Amen. So I would say to any of our ministers that are listening, any pastors, you call Glenn up because I had a visitor a little while back to our church, T.J. O'Donnell. He came and he said, "You wrecked house on Sunrise Service." So I was glad to hear that. I was really, really glad
to
hear that.
It was
awesome. So, you know, if you want to get the man of God to come out and speak to your church, you can do that as well. Please don't limit yourself and think only, okay, I could just do a one-on-one. I could just do a group. I could just think expansion. I could see even a weekend thing, a weekend group retreat. I see that. That's what I see. I see expansion because there's so many people out there that are hurting, Glenn, so many people that have difficulties, so many people that want to give up, that need someone to speak life into them.
Yes.
So if you have a men's department, if you have a women's department, if you have a married couples department, consider that as an opportunity to go away or a leadership department. That's one of my big things.
Mm-hmm.
I love leadership. A leadership department, bring your leaders and let them be spoken into, because that's the thing with a lot of leaders, and I'm sure you would agree with this, Glenn, is that they get burnt out, and they feel like nobody's pouring into them. They're always pouring out.
Yes, and that's why a venture of my business is business morale consultations. Now, what that really does is I sit with you and I help you to find creative ways in order to build the morale in your team. Like I said, one of the biggest awards that I received from the federal government from President Barack Obama was the fact that I have been able to teach people because most times they get people in business, you get so caught up in the numbers and the money and the dollars that you forget about the internal customers. In every business, you have two customers. You have an external customer, but you also have an internal customer. Well, those are your coworkers, the people who work for you, the people who work above you. And if those relationships are all in shambles, then you're going to get poor customer service externally. So I can teach your team how to work together as a team, whether it's in church or in business, and get on the same page and come to work a little excited about doing what they're doing.
Amen. That is so good. That is so amazing. Thank you all for calling today and listening to Glenn Legrone from Try, The Real You. And I'm just so excited about what you're doing. And Glenn, we're going to have you back because I feel like that hour went by so fast.
It did, didn't it? Wow. That was a fast hour.
I would like to have you back. Let me tell you how I would like to have you back. I mean, this was kind of like just the introduction of Glenn and Try, The Real You. I'd like to have you come back and just talk about a subject.
Oh,
something,
great.
You know,
no problem.
To motivate people, to get them going, anything that they, you know, like I like what you said about thinking in your mind. People really have to be careful about what they meditate on because we all meditate, but just what are you meditating on? So
I think
it would be great for you to come and just really kind of like give us a good little session. That would be great.
Sure.
So
no problem. No problem at all. I'll be honored. Huh?
Okay, stay there. What'd you say?
Oh, I thought you were saying something else. I'm sorry.
No, if you have something else. Okay. So stay right there. Don't go anywhere, Glenn. Stay right there. And I want to say to my listeners, thank you so much for listening to Touch Your Heart. We are so glad that you decided to tune in to us today. If you're in the Las Vegas area this weekend, this Sunday, why don't you come to International Church of Las Vegas? We will have special guests, two special guests, Mark Victor Hansen, who is the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, all those very many books, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and the legendary Olivia Newton-John. So please come, 8100 West Cliff Drive. That's the place I call home. I'd love for you to come. I might be able to even see you that day. So we want you to do that. So we want to encourage you to always go out there, touch your heart, and change a life. We thank you so much for listening. We're going to go out on the music by my great son-in-law, who's right now currently on tour with Tori Kelly. God bless you, and thank you for listening. Good night, Glenn. God bless you.
Good night. God bless you, too.